Good morning, I'm Richard Coffin. The North Bay Regional Health Center says, quote, due to the incredible commitment of local physicians, emergency department services will now be available today at the West Nipissing General Hospital. That update on social media last night, after the Regional Health Center earlier reported wait times could be impacted with a temporary closure of the emergency department in West Nipissing. The closure, which is now canceled, was to take place from 8 until 2 today. The state of emergency is over in Bonfield. That announcement from the township on social media late Monday afternoon. It had been declared after the severe weather on June 21st washed out, flooded, and closed several roads in the community. Officials say some work still remains and a few roads are closed, with some impacted by rain this past weekend. They say public works crews will continue to touch up various roadways, adding nearly every road needs to be graded. It's full steam ahead for efforts aimed at creating unique steam train experiences in the area. Bill Love is the president of the Nipissing Railway Historical Society. He says the idea is to attract bus tours to the area for excursions that are more than just a train ride.
North Bay to Bonfield with the first spike, you know, possibly a cowboy barbecue lunch, maybe a train robbery. It's one of the experiences we've seen elsewhere. Certainly maybe the fall foliage, but either going towards Huntsville or going towards Mattawa. In terms of the colors. The other opportunity would be around Christmas.
Other trains could be fireworks, trains on Canada Day, Halloween ghost trains, Mother's Day events, and more. Love says 12-month goals for the society include seeking charitable status, working on track agreements, and creating a business plan. An analysis done 10 years ago suggested the potential local impact of a steam railway attraction could be $8.2 million a year. Victim Services of Nipissing is receiving provincial funding to support child and youth victims of crime in the area. MPP Vic Fideli announced $600,000 over 3 years. He says it will enable Victim Services to deliver vital services for young victims and witnesses of crime in our community, empowering them and helping to reduce the potential trauma associated with testifying in court. Executive Director Kathleen Jodwan says with the support of their justice partners, their Child and Youth Advocacy Center can now provide comprehensive support to child and youth victims of crime from the initial investigation through the court process. And half a dozen people are facing charges following a Huntsville OPP investigation, which led to the closure of Highway 11 for about 3 hours yesterday. Police say they received reports of an armed home invasion in the hillside area east of Huntsville around 5 in the morning. The investigation then led to the closure of the highway in both directions from Gravenhurst to Severn, with a hold and secure issued, locking drivers in their vehicles for several hours. Police say several units were involved, including aviation services and crisis negotiators, with 6 people arrested. Investigators believe there may be more suspects still at large, along with a silver Honda CR-V with the Ontario plate CZFE-895.